Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio, and I'm Terry Barr. I am thrilled to welcome to our show the great guitarist, Kenny Wayne Shepherd. Hi, Kenny Wayne. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. How are you?
I am great, and I hope the same for you. I know you're super busy. You're just back from Europe, I understand. And, of course, you're on a tour featuring Trouble Is, which is 25 years old. Is that hard to believe?
Yeah, you know, on one hand, it seems like time has gone by so quickly. And then on the other hand, I have a lot of stuff to show for the past 25 years, you know. It's been really cool doing this tour and, you know, getting to kind of revisit that album. You know, we did it. We recorded a new version of it. It's called Trouble Is 25. And we did a whole big, huge package. We did a documentary film telling the story of the making of the original Trouble Is record. We put out a live DVD from the very first concert of the tour in my hometown in Shreveport. We did this really cool yearbook, you know, with all these really amazing photographs. And we really wanted to do it up. Because this was a special record for us. I think it was a monumental record for us. And I believe for the genre, too, for the kind of blues rock genres. You know, most artists will just go and kind of repackage the same record and, you know, put it out there. But we really wanted to do something special. So, you know, we did the tour and we played the whole album live in concert for the very first time. And it went over so well, it just kept getting extended. And then, like you mentioned, we just took it over to Europe. And that was kind of wrapping up that part of the tour for us. So now that we're back in the States, we're actually doing a new set list that features some of our most recent material. And I also decided, you know, since we've been playing the second album for almost the past year and a half, maybe we should go back and do some of the songs from the first record, Ledbetter Heights. So the set is about, right now, it's about half of the first album.
What is the response when people are hearing some of your really old music, but now also your really new music?
Well, it's great, actually. You know, what's impressive is to see how many people know the new stuff. Like, and given our most recent album came out, it was like 2019. So it was right, you know, we were touring to support that album when COVID happened. And but by the way, we have two brand new records already finished, ready to go. So I think we're going to have one new album that'll come out before the end of the year this year. And then we'll already have another one to follow that one up with. But, you know, what's great is seeing how many people know the new material as well as the older stuff.
You are well loved. And as you mentioned, you're going to be, I looked at your schedule. It's crazy. You are going to be all over the U.S. now, starting this week in Wisconsin Dells. That's Friday, June 23rd at the Crystal Grand Music Theater. And then, you basically go through the end of this year. What are you looking forward to as you kind of embark on this entire United States tour?
Well, I'm looking forward to playing for the people. I mean, that's what we love to do. We make records so we can play concerts because that's really what we do best. And what's amazing is like the turnout, you know, it's like today, you know, success is measured differently. It used to be, it would be, you know, where your, what your chart position was for your latest single and how many albums and CDs you had sold, you know, and all that stuff has changed now. And really to me, it's about, you know, how many tickets are being sold and how many people are showing up to the concerts. And, you know, this, we've been on a roll like this past year and a half. Most of our shows have been sold out.
Yeah,
into bigger venues in some markets than we've ever played before. And, you know, I launched my my own blues festival last year, and we've been doing some of those shows this year. It's called the Backroads Blues Festival, and that's been going extremely well. So, you know, I've been doing this going on 30 years. And, you know, we're still innovating and still doing new things, and we're still reaching new ears and new fans, you know, and expanding the fan base. And to me, that's incredibly exciting. We're not just on autopilot. We're making new music. We're playing new shows and we're reaching new people. And that's what it's all about.
Great. And there just is something about the blues. I mean, I know there's been the ups and the downs of the blues, and that's kind of what the music tells, too. But the stories in the blues music, both the older music and now this newer music, It's just so incredible. It's got to be so fun to play.
The thing that I always loved about blues music when I connected with it at such a young age was because it was really, you know, the thing that is most required for you to be able to play it legitimately is to be able to play music from your heart, you know, and it's just all kind of emotion focused and feel based music. And so that was something that I felt like, even if I couldn't identify with the lyrics of the song, you know, I could identify with the emotion that was put into the music. That's what I try and do every night, is just play, you know, straight from the heart and make people feel, you know, what I'm feeling up there. And I think that, you know, we've connected with a lot of people doing that. And our music is, you know, we kind of run the gamut from, you know, sometimes we'll play a traditional blues song. And, you know, a lot of times, even going back to my first album, my first single, Deja Voodoo, I mean, that's not a blues song. It's like blues infused rock and roll. And, you know, I think that's what's helped us reach, you know, a broader audience as well.
Okay. Along with your love of music, I find this so interesting. You have a love of cars too, and not just like new cars, older cars. And I just find this fabulous. This 1950 Ford business coupe. Mm-hmm. When did you start getting into kind of these collector cars?
Well, I've always been a car person when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Everywhere I went, I had Hot Wheels cars in every one of my pockets, you know, and in art class, I would always draw automobiles and stuff. And, you know, early in my career, when I was doing interviews, people would be like, well, what are you going to do if this music thing doesn't work out? And my standard response was, I'm going to race cars. And thankfully, the music thing worked out. And so that gave me the opportunity to pursue my passion with cars. And so, you know, I just kind of got into, you know, the American muscle cars, you know, the classics from the 60s and the 70s and the modern day stuff, you know, as well, because the, you know, Dodge in particular, I'm a Mopar guy. Like, there's a new one coming out called the Demon 170 that I'm planning on getting. And it's like 1,025 horsepower. So, you know, I have a lot of fun with that.
I'm going to assume, even though you're so busy with touring and music, you do find some time to drive these cars.
I do. Actually, I just got back from a road trip called the Hot Rod Power Tour that Hot Rod Magazine does every year. And I've done it probably 10 different times over the years. And, you know, it's like a big rolling car show. And there's thousands of guys in their hot rods and their muscle cars. And it's like a caravan from city to city, you know, over the course of a week, you know, so you're driving your car you're putting at least about 1,000 miles on your car over the course of the week. And you're taking the back roads, you stay off the interstate, so you get to see parts you wouldn't normally see. And so, yeah, I mean, the cars that I've collected or acquired over the years, you know, I have them and they're meant to be driven. So I certainly enjoy them. That's also the same approach that I take with my guitars. It's like, you know, they're tools and they're meant to be used. So that's what I do with them.
I love it. We are talking with Kenny Wayne Shepherd here on Max Inc. Radio. Now, you started your career as a teenager. Your career, that wasn't just like you goofing around. You had a career. When did you actually start playing guitar? And then how did you know this was going to work for you?
I mean, I was messing around with these little toy acoustic guitars that had nylon strings, you know, when I was about 4 years old, and I could play stuff. Barry Had a Little Lamb and Smoke on the Water and stuff like that. But I got my first electric guitar at age 7. And that's when I started really kind of putting in the time and the effort every day, you know, for hours and hours. I just played guitar and nobody made me do it. I just did it because I love to do it. And I love the instrument. And, you know, I mean, the quick timeline is I got, you know, electric guitar at age 7. I got on stage at age 13 for the first time. I recorded first demos at age 14. I put my band together at age 15 and I signed my record deal at age 16.
It's incredible. I mean, just talking to you about this now, and I know you are in your 40s. You are talking about all the new music you have still to come. But is there something else that you're still looking forward to? Maybe something you haven't done yet or something you want to do all over again?
You know, we have a lot of stuff coming down the pipeline. I mean, like I said, we've got two brand new records that are yet to be released. I have another where we just did a really fun experiment and went into the studio and recorded a bunch of rock and roll cover songs by bands that you wouldn't never expect necessarily for us to record their stuff. Nice. You know, at some point, I think we'll probably go back and revisit the first album, Ledbetter Heights, in a similar fashion to what we did with the second album, Trouble Is, maybe for the 30th anniversary of that record. Growing this blues festival that I recently launched, which is really important to me, and watch that thing take off is, you know, I mean, there's just, you know, I'm trying not to sit still, and I'm trying to do new and different things and keep it interesting both for us and for the fans.
Okay, before we let you go, do you have a funny story or maybe something maybe not so well known about you?
I mean, the thing that most shocks most people, to be honest with you, is that, you know, I've been married now for, wow, I guess we're coming up on 17 years of marriage, and my wife have 6 children.
Wait, what, 6?
Yeah, everybody seems to be shocked by that.
So. I think you just shocked me. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. You know, my musical legacy will be one thing, but, you know, what you leave behind with your children and your family is a whole nother ball game. And my kids are wonderful, and I'm really proud of them.
You know what? On that note, I'm going to say thank you and happy Father's Day to you this weekend.
Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
Kenny Wayne Shepherd playing at the Crystal Grand Music Theater in Wisconsin Dells. That's happening this next Friday, June 23rd. I'm going to say this is a don't miss it show. And there are still just a couple of tickets left, so get them now. Kenny Wayne Shepherd, thank you so very much for your time.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
Oh, you too. My goodness. I'm Terry Barr. You are listening to Max Inc. Radio all across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.